Welcome, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are going to start today's show with a celebration of Sonny Rollins, the great tenor saxophonist, one of the all-time great improvisers. And we are going to begin with a classic album from 1962, The Bridge. Let's listen to Without a Song.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins, celebrating his 91st birthday, no longer performing, but what a great tenor saxophone player he is. We heard two songs. The last thing you heard, Tune Up from 1957 from the album Nuke's Time, Nuke being one of Sonny Rollins' nicknames. Sonny Rollins on tenor, Wynton Kelly on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. After that album, he went on a 3-year hiatus and eventually came out of that recording The Bridge, named after the Williamsburg Bridge, where Sonny Rollins had diligently practiced every day out on that bridge, honing his skills. And from that we heard Without a Song. Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Jim Hall on guitar, and Bob Cranshaw on bass, Ben Riley on drums. Moving right along, let's listen to Pat Metheny from a 1977 release, his second album as a leader. The name of the album is Watercolors, and we are going to hear the title track. This has Pat Metheny on guitar, Lyle Mays on piano, Eberhard Weber on bass, and Dan Gottlieb on drums. Thank you. Nice set of music featuring two fine piano players. The last one you heard was Rini Rosnes from the album Kind of Love. That album was just recently released with an all-star cast of Rini Rosnes on piano, Chris Potter on tenor saxophone, Christian McBride on bass, Carl Allen on drums, and Rogerio Boccato on percussion. Before that, we heard a local pianist. His name is Ed Kornhauser, local from San Diego, where I currently reside. And that's Ed Kornhauser on piano, Dylan Hermanson on tenor sax, Mackenzie Layton on bass, and Kevin Higuchi on drums. And we've been seeing Ed Kornhauser play around town here and really enjoyed his music on this album. You ought to check it out. The name of the album is The Short Years, and you can find that on Bandcamp or streaming on all the major services. Ed Kornhauser. We're going to continue on with something I heard on the radio this week that I really enjoyed and wanted to share it with you. This is from trumpet player Sean Jones from a 2004 release, Eternal Journey. The name of the song is The Serpent. We'll be right back. The Serpent by Sean Jones, a 2004 release. The album is Eternal Journey, with a great group here. Sean Jones on trumpet, Charles Fambro on bass, Ralph Peterson on drums, the late great Ralph Peterson, Orrin Evans on piano, and Tia Fuller on saxophone. And we're coming to the close of this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. Thank you for listening, folks. We're going to finish things out with something brand new from Kenny Garrett, great alto sax player. His latest album is called Sounds of the Ancestors, a 2021 release. This one has his regular ensemble of Vernell Brown Jr. on piano, Corcoran Holt on bass, Ronald Bruner on drums, and Rudy Bird on percussion. Let's finish out the show with It's Time to Come Home. Thank you.
mara yuba ayuba olorun yuba olofi yuba lode ayuba irawo otokwa agere ibae bae bae waye tonu bobo ko kete bela sing ara onu ibae bae waye tonu oba bure omo alanya ache bobo yu mole ache ya ache baba ache bobo iworo iko waile ache ile
Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.